regular meeting for September 17th, 2019 is now in session. Please rise for the pledge of allegiance and flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman Bouillon.
Here.
Kariga.
I am here.
Halloran.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Lewis.
Here.
Moranti.
Here.
Mizan.
Here.
Rosenthal.
Here.
Sarar.
Here.
Volo.
Here.
Present DPHR.
Here.
Quorum present.
Can I have a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes of the August 20th meeting and place them on file? Can I have an introduction? Kamal, and a second. John. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Committee reports are on your desks. Again, can I have an introduction and a second to place the committee reports on file? An introduction? Trisha, and a second. Calvin. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Among our communications, well, our only communication, is a resignation of Elsa Levasseur as a member of the Conservation Advisory Council. May I have an introduction and a second to place it on file? Introduction? Kamal, second. Kamal. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. First off, our list of bills. Any questions from the council? May I have a roll call vote, please? Unless there's some discussion. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Bouyan.
Aye.
Kariga.
Aye.
Collins.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizat.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Volo.
Aye.
Trustee Pietro.
No vote.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes the mayor to execute a contract with the Hudson City School District for reimbursement related to services provided by the Hudson Police Department School Resource Officer to the Hudson City School District.
And this is the same, I'm sorry, and this is the same as before, is nothing different, correct?
Yes. I don't think they're giving us more money. But at least they're giving us something. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Bouyan.
Aye.
Kariga.
Aye.
Alarin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizat.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Volo.
Aye.
Trustee Pietro.
No vote.
Carried.
I'm sorry, I have a quick question. Is this the same officer? Is it remains or is it someone else?
No, that's right, you weren't here, that was a new officer.
Isn't it?
You were a check officer.
Is he new to the force or new to this program? Just new to the program. What happened to him? I know the kid's problems.
Yeah.
He outbroken.
And the last of our, resolutions that were introduced being formal. This is a resolution to accept a donation on behalf of the fire department, $100 from Pat and Eileen Malloy. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Bouyan.
Aye.
Kariga.
Aye.
Alarin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizat.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Volo.
Aye.
Trustee Pietro.
No vote.
Carried.
The next resolution, now we're on to our new resolutions. This resolution was actually brought to my attention by the city clerk, Casey Delaney, sitting to my left. And it's a resolution waiving the fees on marriage licenses for active duty members of the armed forces. And it went through the finance committee tonight. And they moved it along. So first I need an introduction and a second. Kamal, Calvin, and now roll call vote, please.
Alderman Bouyan.
Aye.
Kariga.
Aye.
Alarin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizat.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Volo.
Aye.
Trustee Pietro.
No vote.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes a transfer of funds within the youth department accounts. I'll need an introduction and a second first.
I'm sorry, John? Can you repeat that? Which resolution?
It's number 6.
Thank you.
I have an introduction from John, a second. Calvin? Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Bouyan.
Aye.
Kariga.
Okay.
Alarin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizat.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Volo.
Aye.
Trustee Pietro.
No vote.
Carried.
The next resolution accepts a donation to the senior center, National Union Bank of Kinderhook, in the amount of $100. May I have an introduction and a second, please? Dewan, second? Someone, second? Tiffany? Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Bouyan.
Aye.
Kariga.
Aye.
Alarin.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizat.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarar.
Aye.
Volo.
Aye.
Trustee Pietro.
No vote.
Carried.
The next resolution are intra-fund transfers from DPW, Cemetery and Water, all within the budgets of those entities. May I have an introduction and a second, please? Calvin? Eileen? Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Bouyan?
Aye.
Garriga?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Volo?
Aye.
Present DPHO? Carried.
And lastly, this is a sort of late addition that came to my attention today or yesterday. It's supporting the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Preservation Society's nomination to the Preservation League of New York's 7 to Save list. And attached is a letter that I would sign on behalf of the council were you to approve of this proposal, this resolution.
Exactly, do they want us to do?
Just to say that we think it's a valuable place to preserve and put on a list of preservation. And I think we all like the lighthouse. Yes.
And what I did add in there is I also provided that the mayor would be authorized as well so that we could have two.
Oh, okay.
Just to show it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Show the cities fully.
Right. So, can I have an introduction in a second? Dewan, second?
This is just on the list.
Yeah, just to protect it. Protect it.
Is it actually in the city of Hudson Lighthouse?
Probably not.
Yeah.
What was your question?
Is it actually in the city of Hudson?
It's on the side.
I wanted to know if there's money involved.
Do I have a second? Oh, sure, sure. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Bouyan?
Aye.
Garriga?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarar?
Aye.
Volo?
Aye.
Present DPHO?
No vote.
Carried.
And lastly, we have a proposed local law imposing a 9-month moratorium on the registration or operation of any new short-term lodging facility. As you may know, we're in the process of crafting a law that deals with short-term rentals. But in the meantime, because we want to do that correctly and with a lot of public participation, we would like to impose this moratorium while we craft that law. This doesn't affect anybody who currently has a short-term rental, only those who are going for to register within the next 9 months.
And yeah, if I could add, I mean, sure. We've been talking about this in committee, but since Andy was away and at an emergency, we weren't able to really have this properly to be vetted in the committee. We've discussed something along this line for months, how a moratorium would shape. Would take shape rather. So when it's here, we could have a quick discussion since we have to vote on it here. We can lay it on our desks right now. But I think it's pretty straightforward. It does have a hardship provision again in terms of if anyone is in the process of about to be putting an Airbnb online right now, they could come before the council and plead their hardship so they could get an exemption. I think it's pretty fair. Not going to be affecting a wide amount of people, but I think we'll do the right thing in terms of helping us craft a good law rather than being rushed into crafting a law that got a lot of problems. So with that.
Will this be on the agenda for next?
No, in lieu of that, we're going to see if we can take the Rob rule and discuss it now, vote as if we're voting at committee here. Because I think we've basically discussed this at length amongst the legal committee in terms of what a moratorium would do versus the local law. And the only reason we even have it this month is just because Andy was away.
But, yeah, but no one's seen this law. The public hasn't seen it.
Well, we can
no
see it. They're seeing it right now. We could discuss it. It's pretty fairly straightforward. So if we could either vote to keep it in committee or we could talk about it right now and vote on it. I think it's not that complicated. So if we want to have a discussion, then we should have it with the full council.
So it ends automatically, if nothing else is done, the 9 months, yeah,
yes.
It ends.
Absolutely.
I would like to see if I make a motion for that committee.
because, I mean, I sat in a lot of legal committees, I don't remember...
We've talked about this element for repeatedly, in lieu of doing a full bill.
Right.
We've talked about doing more to our...
Resolution.
Right, well, here's one, and it's pretty straightforward, so if we can't absorb it right now. I mean, if it's the will of the council to go back to the committee, we'll go back to the committee and we'll vote and have it again next month, but it's basically, this is...
I agree with the chair of the legal committee. The last legal committee was, you know, we had basic questions, repeated questions from the public. We did the best that we can answer from what the city attorney already informed us. He wrote this up. I mean, where all the concerns are being addressed. I know we have a motion on the floor, so there's a second, you know, but there's no second to it. But if anyone else...
I'll second the motion to bring it back to committee.
So let's vote on that. Before we vote, I'll just say that, again, there's nothing in here that is complicated. It's a 9-month moratorium that we've talked about within the legal committee and taking input from the public about their feelings about rushing ahead with the wrong type of bill. So in lieu of that, if you want to wait till next month to vote on this, I'm absolutely in favor of it. It's a pretty simple thing to do if we decide to vote on it right now. So entertaining...
We have two votes to vote on.
Entertaining Dominic's motion.
I mean, I think we need to have the public actually look at this. This act is a lot of stages. This doesn't just happen.
Well, right.
There's going to be a public hearing. And then the mayor will have to have a hearing. There'll be a lot of stages involved.
Go to the county as well.
And
absolutely.
That's the next motion, actually. So, there's a motion on the table.
He's Dominic, and then Rich second.
Yes. Let's have a roll call vote, I guess.
And that is, just to be clear, to refer it back to legal. Alderman Bouillon.
I'm sorry.
This is the refer it back to legal, Rob.
We have a motion on the floor from Alderman Moranty.
To refer it back, I think. Aye.
Garriga.
No.
Halloran.
Aye.
Johnson.
Nay.
Lewis.
Nay.
Moranty.
Aye.
Nizan?
No.
Rosenthal?
No.
Sarar?
No.
Volo?
Aye.
Present DiPietro?
Aye. Okay, so we're going forward with this. First, I need an introduction and a second. Tiffany and Shoshana, can you answer the questions?
Sure. This is a simple majority to refer it back?
Of course.
Or 2/3?
Why would it need 2/3?
Yeah. No, your motion to send it. 2/3
to keep it on. Okay. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I need a motion. I'm introduction and second. I got that. And now I need a motion and a second to lay the proposed local law on the aldermen's desks. Tiffany, second. John. And now, may I have a motion and a second to refer the proposed local law to the Columbia County Planning Board for their recommendation. Do I have an introduction? John, second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. So as again, I mean, for those who are not in favor, I remind you, this still has a long way to go. There'll be plenty of public comment opportunities. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, we council? Certainly, I'm expecting we will be talking about it at the legal committee.
It's ongoing, and it's been ongoing now for months.
With the council's authorization, we will send it to county planning. They will not receive it until next month, because they're actually meeting. So we'll be on their agenda for October, and then we'll have that response, you know, after your October meeting, and this would be in a position to be considered by the council in November.
That being said, does the council have any new business?
Could you clarify on the inspection date for us? Do you have that by chance?
fire inspection?
Yeah.
I do. Let's see. At 6 p.m., the fire inspection begins at the Warren Street house and then moves to the central station.
The 27th, is that correct?
I'm sorry, on Friday the 27th. On Saturday the 28th, at 2 p.m., the fire parade begins at 2 p.m., and we are invited to review here at City Hall.
And that's the, that was the trailer we did last year, right?
Yes, correct.
What time is that? Saturday one?
2 p.m. Councilman, any other questions? Or issues you'd like to raise? The public. Anything you'd like to discuss?
Would this be the forum to talk about the county bus line?
Sure. Unfortunately not. We're not, you know, we're just the city, and the county bus line is determined by the county, and that's usually at 401. And the person from Hudson you most want to talk to, I believe, is Michael Chimides. If you're, that's the fourth ward supervisor. Third ward supervisor.
I'm in there. I don't
know anything
about
wards
or anything.
Oh, okay. Oh. The fourth ward.
I'm right here. You can tell me. I'll deliver the message.
Oh, well, people want longer ride and time on the bus.
Instead of 2 o'clock, right?
Instead of 2 o'clock, yes. Okay. And maybe go a little further.
I'll deliver that message.
Okay. Well, I work with Mike Johnston, so.
Is he ready to go further?
Yes, he is.
All right, here we go.
So,
I'm the fourth ward.
I thought you were saying, Linda Musson is the fourth ward supervisor.
Don't worry about it.
It's all Hudson to me.
You're right.
Thank you. Anyone else?
No, I think she has a good point.
Yeah.
Because this is not a county issue, this is a Hudson issue.
Right. But it's
the fact is that the bus service stops at 2 o'clock, which is pretty crazy. So we need a longer time for people to get to the grocery store, get to jobs, et cetera, et cetera. So you're right to bring it here because Hudson uses the bus to go shopping.
To go shopping, do things, go to work.
Go to work. Hospitals.
Yes.
Can I ask you what part of the city you live in?
I live in Hudson.
I don't know. It's like what street?
I live on Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's.
It's Hudson to me.
Fourth.
I don't know nothing about. Like I said,
Ward's Side. Yeah, Ward's
Side,
Washington.
On Pocketbook Factory side.
On what?
Where the Pocketbook Factory is, I live on that side.
Oh, that's Ward.
Okay.
Oh, God. Well, what I suggest is you contact your alderman.
Yes.
And maybe they can put together a resolution that we would send to the county requesting them to act on this expansion of the bus system.
Then and also they have a meeting usually at 9 o'clock. The county does a transportation meeting. You can look on the website to see when their county meeting for transportation attend that meeting. That's open to the public.
Tiffany, did you want
to? That's what I was raising my hand to say. We have different committees on the city council, and one of them is the housing and transportation. We just had one in the beginning of the month. They're monthly meetings. You're more than welcome to attend.
Did that happen already for this month?
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that you can't reach out to any one of us that's on the committee and give us your concerns, issues, and so forth. And we can reach out to Supervisor Comitas as well to attend the meetings.
Thank you very much.
You're fourth ward. John and Rich. You're sitting.
Hi.
How are you? Okay. Thank you.
The next housing and transportation meeting is October 2nd.
Okay. Every time?
6:45.
And it's in this building or 401?
In this building.
Okay.
6:45.
Yes.
Nick.
I was at a meeting last week with Supervisor Schmizes and Kai Wyden from Kite's Nest, and Bob Gibson from DSS, Commissioner of DSS, who is in the process of applying for more funding to expand the bus network. He's doing a lot of work right now to expand the youth components of it, which take all the different after-school youth services home to different areas and ran our summer camp for us. And they're using that as a template for what they hope to be more ridership for adults afterwards. And Commissioner Gibson is really excited to get more ridership. If he has citizens telling him that there's going to be more people coming at this day or that day, or this time going to that place, he's ready to push it as much as he can from his perspective. And so now is the time for anybody who wants expanded ridership to talk about that and organize and get the word out there, because now they're applying for that funding spring of next year.
Yeah.
They'll be able to hopefully integrate that into more buses, more routes, more times.
Yeah. It's a city municipal bus company. Like I said, I work with him, but I will be telling him to get ready. Because I've been trying to get it done since I moved here, and that was 4 years ago, and now I got a foot in, I can do something. Now we can get it done.
Thank you.
I got some other things, but I don't think this is the place to do it.
City. Speak up.
Oh, okay. I have no problem with that.
Go on. Speak up.
Okay. Well, y'all might not think it's important,
everything you have to say is important.
Okay, cool.
Do you mind giving us your name?
My name is Janice Beckles. Janice Beckles. I live on Washington Street.
Thank you.
Okay. And a city pool for the children, for the adults, where they can go, be safe, have fun. Because in the summertime, everyone doesn't have a pool in their backyard, or they let their children use Oakdale. And I've been scouting places for that. And I just need to know how I go about getting funding for it.
I would like to know that too.
Okay. I've been to Ms. Barrett's, talked to...
A few years ago, there were some children down in the second ward, and they started a petition on this very same subject, and they received over 200 signatures. So there is a huge a swimming pool for the public.
Yes.
So I don't think, and I'm not going to assume for everyone, but I know there's members on the council that agree with you, you know, and the problem is we need a location and the money. So.
I've been trying to get that too.
You do know that just the school does open during, at least during a year.
Yeah, but everybody doesn't know that.
What?
And the thing with the school, they open weird hours. Like they either open very early in the morning, you know, and it's only a certain time. It's not like, you know, from 10 to 4 p.m. where it's just open to the public.
You know, more things for, not just for kids to do, but this is a city, right? Okay, I come from Queens, so. And for adults to do, too. I mean, I love my children, but I sure love being an adult, too. And there's still some things I like to do as, not just go home and sit home all day. But that's just me, okay? But I think for the kids, someplace like that, a swimming area, that they could go and have fun. Families can go and picnic and things like that. But I'll be talking to, I guess, Miss Tiffany. And she'll direct
me.
Are those two gentlemen right there?
Talk to.
Yes. I am talking to you.
And you said you're on the San Marcos pocketbook or across?
Yes, I'm on the same side as pocketbook.
I think that's five folks.
Depends on how far up it is.
You think
that's one?
No,
even is
up here. Okay, listen. If we can all help each other, help each other later. Because we all want to benefit from many things that we all are looking for. So, I don't. Like I said, I don't know.
A pool is on a lot of our minds.
Cool. I've got locations.
As with most things, it's a matter of funding and getting the property.
Right.
But it's not out of the question without a doubt. I mean, there's all kinds of development proposals floating around, and maybe one of them could be convinced to have a pool.
Okay.
So, even
can you bring outside, excuse me?
No, go ahead.
Can you bring, like, outside developers, or do you have to work within the Hudson area?
You can bring outside developers.
You can bring outside developers. They will speak with the council. We will ask them questions and see if they are right fit to work with the city, depending on what it is and what they're asking for price-wise.
Yeah.
One nonprofit group you might want to look up on the internet is called Friends of Hudson U. And they may help you in your search to raise money for a pool.
Okay.
Or a grant.
I've been trying to talk to local folks that help raise money, or have the money, to donate a few. 10 of y'all. Give you $1 million each.
Nick, did you want to say that?
I was going to, I think, apropos what you were speaking about, when's the JLE meeting?
I haven't heard about it. I wrote to them yesterday, to the architect. I'm waiting to hear on both of the studies that are supposed to be due.
But there's not a meeting scheduled for that?
There is not until I hear back from them. Because they have the next meeting is where they're going to propose what they come up with. So it's all in their court right now. I'm supposed to...
okay with that?
The original date was September 17th, and obviously they're not going to make that date. And the original final project date, final deliverable date, is the 27th. I don't know what the deliverables were on their ADA study, but that hasn't come in either. And that was earlier, so.
I'm just imagining that would be a good time. That would be another venue to bring up the pool, because at the last meeting, a couple other people brought up the pool there, so.
But I've been trying to push it for like 2 years now. So, you see what we can do?
Go ahead. Anyone else?
Troy, what is the new metal object outside of our city
hall? It's a mysterious object that has appeared in our midst. It may be from an alien culture. I'm not sure. It's apparently an effort to satisfy an ADA requirement to have the ability to contact someone in the building in case someone with a handicap wants you to come out. It doesn't really help anybody get in. It just lets them know, the clerks know that there's someone out there.
That is a first step of the city trying to do something handicap accessible.
If it is, it's a very inadequate step, I would think. But that's.
And who did that?
I still don't know.
I saw that today.
It's not finished, obviously, because there's a little string there, and I can't imagine that's how, unless it's attached to a bell somewhere.
Tracy's desk.
Anything else? Yes, Claudia.
Speaking of strings, what is that string in front of you?
My microphone is hooked up and I didn't want to get into a coffin fit and not hear the recording.
I'm taping you all.
I guess the city is exempt from historical preservation rules too, huh?
Is it?
It is?
If it comes to ADA, you're talking about?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
ADA.
If it's an ADA standard.
Oh, really? Yes, Mr. McGee.
You can get an exception to put an entrance on this side where you have that alleyway.
It doesn't work.
It won't work.
That's one of the things the ADA study is looking at. I'm not sure what they came up with. There was one proposal where they would recess the door. I mean, there's a possibility. We'll see when they bring the study. It hasn't come in yet. But they did a I've seen some of the progress along the way. They've assessed the entire building. Because remember, to be completely ADA acceptable, they have to get people upstairs. And that's where the big cost would come in. The rough estimate I've heard is over $3 million to make this building. So, anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Can I add something real quickly to that?
Part of the ADA study for City Hall. They have four proposals that we will be showing next week to everyone. And it goes from $135,000 up to $3 million to do the whole building. So for $135,000, we can make the ground floor.
So they have submitted the final thing to you?
Are we having a special meeting on this?
Sure. Well, it's the easiest way to get the information to you. We'll probably give you copies of everything. But it's all part of a package that's part of the John L. Edwards, putting everything together, evaluating all the possibilities for the city of Hudson.
All possibilities for accessibility?
Yeah, you can make City Hall ADA, taking over John L. Edwards. So you all will have an arsenal of information, what's the best move for the city of Hudson to go forward in the future.
You guys, you must have to love it, or we have to attend the meeting again.
Sorry?
Are you going to give us the council copies of this information?
Okay. Second. All in favor?
Aye.